Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
You're listening to Vectors Radio, FM 104.6, and I'm pleased to say that I've got a guest with me now that I've known for years and years and years. I don't pretend to know everything about him because of business and so on. He's such a local high flyer. First of all, let's welcome Dale Howarth. Hello, Dale.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm good. Yeah, very good, thank you.
Brilliant. And so there's so many things I've got to ask you, and there's so many times we've met up and we've discussed, and you know I know that you know business inside out and so on, but for those of you that don't know Dale Howarth too well, tell us a bit about what Dale does.
Well, I live on the island. I love the island to bits. In terms of what I do, people know me very much as a business mentor and consultant, so I work with a number of businesses, leading businesses on the island, so companies like White Fibre, Lifeline, PC Consultants, and a host of others, and companies further afield. As a mentor and consultant, so I work with them to understand, you know, the barriers they face, where they want to get their businesses to, and what the best way is to do that. And that's part of what I do. I'm also a business speaker and a CPD accredited speaker, so I do presentations at business conferences, business events. I also guest lecture at a number of universities, and I do a little bit of writing as well. So I've got a booklet, Practical Lessons for Better Business, which seems to go down very well. And you'll see some of what I write in some of the island's publications, most notably Style of White, with a regular feature piece in there. So that's a little bit of background to what I do. But I've done that now for 30 years, so quite a long time.
Well, congratulations on making 30 years. I mean, obviously, we've hit some difficult times in the past, and I'm pretty sure there's more difficult times to come, and it's people like you that will guide businesses through. I remember attending one of your events a couple of years ago, and something that you said has actually stuck with me, and it was just something so simple, so basic. Instead of, you said, instead of sometimes sending a text or an email, make a phone call, because it makes a difference.
It does. I mean, and you picked on a good point. Not just that, but, you know, so much of what I do is what I call practical. It's very easy to go off into theory and hypothetical scenarios. Actually, what people in business need is the practical. You know, what can I do today that will help to move my business forward? So much of what I do is practical. And that's how Practical Lessons for Better Business came about, which is also the core of a lot of the presentations I do, because people that attend those lectures, those seminars, and go away and actually start doing things in their businesses. And you picked up on a really good point. If you can go to an event, or if you can listen to a podcast, and you can come away just with one or two things that resonate, that can start to make a real difference. You know, and the point you picked up on is a very valid one. You know, sometimes just pick up the phone and speak to people. It is a skill that sadly is getting a little bit lost today. And people are all too quick to start sending, you know, email messages, SMSs, or social media posts, when in fact maybe just picking up the phone will be the most direct route to moving a business forward and getting in touch with an important customer.
Brilliant. It's just stayed with me, and you know, like a number of things have. I mean, it's such an interesting thing to attend, just to see how, you know, business works and how other people see how business works. That's another interesting thing, because sometimes we only look at it through our own eyes. Now, the most important reason why we've got you here to talk about is that you've launched Make It Happen, which is going to help an awful lot of businesses through this current pandemic and beyond. So please tell us about Make It Happen.
Well, Make It Happen you know, is a training workshop for new business entrepreneurs. And entrepreneurs sound great as a title, but actually anyone that's looking to start a new business. We're in a time now where the economy is under stress, and when the economy is under stress, actually you get a lot of people looking towards starting new businesses. Some do it because unfortunately they've been made redundant. Some people do it because they are unemployed and they don't see that situation changing because the jobs market is not as buoyant as it has been. Other people do it because they actually get a little bit tired of normal working life. They don't want to be dictated to. They didn't like being told they had to furlough. They didn't like being told they had to take holiday instead of continuing the work that they enjoy. And everyone has it in them. You know, a lot of research has been done. And in fact, recent research says that as high as 83% of 18 to 24 year olds would like to have their own business. And in fact, if you go up the age range across the board generally, it's 64%. So more than half of the people would like at some point to have their own business. Not everyone goes on to do that. But it's times like this when the opportunity raises its head, and it can be a very good opportunity. So Make It Happen is really about giving people the understanding of the best way to go about doing that. I know from experience, the 30 years which we touched on, that actually you don't want to learn everything the hard way. So what Make It Happen is about is helping people to understand the best way of establishing their business, how to start that business, the legalities that they need to look at, how they can acquire funding, how they can do a business plan, how they need to start looking at their market and approaching customers, and doing that in the best way. So it'll shortcut a lot of the things that otherwise might take them many months and in some cases years to understand. And there's never been a better time for a program like this. So I launched Make It Happen just a week ago. It's been very, very well received. I must admit, some really good inquiries coming in from people. And the first courses will run from January. So at the moment, I'm starting to enroll people onto those courses. I think one of the key things with Make It Happen as well is it's CPD accredited. And I know before we started this interview, we touched on that, Ian. One of the problems today is that actually anyone can run a training course. The analogy I used was, you know, I could go and run a training course on how to run a radio station. Now, I can't do that. I don't really have the knowledge for it, but there's nothing stopping me doing it. You have probably forgotten more than I'll ever know about running a radio station. But what it says is anyone can run a training course if they choose to. Now, that's not good, because the people undertaking that course will only generally realize the value of it once they've paid their money and they've done it. And unfortunately, that's often money that's not well spent. So CPD is the standards agency in London, and they independently verify training material. So when I put this course together, I went to CPD and said, look, I want this to be an accredited course. There's a cost to me for doing that, but it means that everything within that training program has been independently verified as reflecting best practice and is the right way to go about doing it. And that's the course material itself, it's the presentation of that course material, it's the person, i.e. me, delivering that material to ensure that I've got the right background, the right capability to do it. And it's even down to, you know, the fonts that are used to ensure that they're friendly in terms of people easily understanding the material, the worksheets that are being used. But also it goes further, so that if there's any statements made within that program, they've been assessed as being correct. So I can't just throw statistics at things or make outlandish statements that bear no relevance to anything. So CPD is really important. It basically ensures training you can trust. There's not that many CPD accredited providers, because you do have a lot to go through to get there. But once you're there, it's well worth it. And it just gives people that reassurance. So very, very pleased to be part of that and to bring this course out to the market, and hopefully people on the island will take full advantage of it.
How do people get involved? And why, why should they get involved?
Well, I think there's two things. The how is very easy. If you just go online, if you just type in my name, Dale Howarth, you'll come across my website very, very easily. I'm very, very easy to find on Google, being any of the search engines. And if you go onto my website, you'll see details for Make It Happen, which includes a prospectus. So you can download the prospectus. It's completely free to download it, and that will give you a lot of information. So that's the first thing. The second thing, the why, is we touched on a little bit at the beginning. You know, I've learned a lot over the 30 years on how a business needs to be established and needs to move forward. And I've been fortunate to do that with some great businesses that are incredibly successful. So I know what I'm doing, and that's not a you know, an egotistical statement. It's a practical reality. So by coming on this course, people will learn in a very, very short space of time the right way to approach their business. They'll get things right from the start rather than making what sometimes can be expensive mistakes. And they'll get a newfound confidence for their business as well, in that they not only understand the subject or whatever it is they're going to be delivering, but the best way to do that. And that confidence is important. because a lot of businesses fail not because the idea's not good, but they don't execute it well enough and they don't have confidence in it. So this workshop will allow people to really start off on the best foot, get the foundations in place and move on to have a very successful business, which is good for them, good for their families and their overall success in life.
I've got to ask you this question, because obviously we're going through some really strange times, as we know. Would it surprise you in the next 6 months if there was no new business initiatives? By that, I mean someone's actually thought of an idea that has been born out of the pandemic and grabbed hold of it and taken it to the next level.
Oh, you're seeing that already. I mean, you know, anyone that knows me, one of the phrases I use is there's always winners and losers. So no matter what happens, good times or bad, there are always winners and losers. If we look at where we are today, you know, the rise of Zoom is an incredibly good example. You know, back at the start of the year, Zoom was pretty insignificant compared with most other platforms. Yet today, you know, barely a day goes by without it being mentioned in the media, and the volume of people using Zoom is phenomenal. Glass ceilings have been broken. There was always a glass ceiling in terms of people online shopping. That's been broken. More and more people are shopping online because they have to, it's necessity. But, you know, we won't go back to the days when they didn't do that. They're familiar with it now, they're comfortable with it. Video conferencing. Zoom, we've mentioned, but again, it was always seen as being the remit of big corporations. Now everybody is using video conferencing, not just Zoom, but you know, Teams, Meets, and various other platforms, Skype. So you know, a lot of glass ceilings have been broken. So that creates opportunities, and one of the key things is, and this without getting into too much sort of marketing jargon, if you're going to start to develop a market share for yourself, you know, because each market already, imagine it like a cake. So your market is a cake and everyone has their slice of that cake. Now, if you're going to enter that market because you're new, you have to start taking cake from somebody else because that's the cake and everyone's already got their bit. So in fact, by establishing your business in the right way, you do that more effectively. But the key thing in terms of taking that market share is the first thing you have to do is what's called disrupt the status quo, because there's a natural order which you have to disrupt to make room for your business. When we have a downturn in the economy as we have now, the status quo is naturally disrupted because the normal order of things doesn't exist. So now is actually a very, very good time to look at starting your business, because some of the barriers that would normally make it difficult for you have gone. And if you look historically, some iconic businesses have been founded around times of great financial crisis. Burger King is a brilliant example. Disney, FedEx, Groupon, IBM, Microsoft, WhatsApp, and more recently people like Zoom. All of those businesses were founded around times of economic stress because it creates opportunities and people fill those opportunities. There's always winners. Unfortunately, there's also losers.
You're giving me a lot of hope here because, you know, it's all those things, like you say, are born out of difficult times. Hey, look, talking of difficult times, most people's difficult times are January, February, but this is a perfect time to run something like this and give people, you know, a bit of a bounce from the start of the year rather than have a negative January, February. And I think these events start in January, is that right?
Yeah. The first workshops will start in January. The workshops will continue, I mean, not just through next year, but ongoing, because, you know, good times or bad, there are always people looking to start businesses. If you're going to start a business, then it's best to do that in the best way possible. It saves you an awful lot of time and energy and money in the long run. So this is something that's here to stay.
I'm so glad that there's people like you around and you're a local chap, and I know that you are so approachable and so helpful, and like you say, you mentioned an awful lot of companies that have benefited from your experience. Long may it continue. Thank you for taking the time out to talk about Make It Happen and indeed other things as well. Before you go, can you pick us a song?
I'd love to. I'm a massive Steely Dan fan. Really, really love Steely Dan. But Donald Fagen, who's part of Steely Dan, great album called The Nightfly, which I know you will be well aware of. A track of that called New Frontier kind of fits in a little bit with the topic as well. So that's the track I'd like to choose. So Donald Fagen, New Frontier from the album The Nightfly.
Great to talk to you, Dale. Thanks very much. Take care.
Thank you, Ian.